Hi, Alex. It's Nadine. I got a message. They told me you want to cancel your subscription.
Yeah, well,
what
looks
happened,
like they already posted them. I just, all of a sudden, I just, yeah, I was talking to a few people and about it, and I got some advice not to do it because, yeah, I mean, I was just spending a lot of money on it, and, yeah, I just, this is like a kind of a sideline job a little bit, or business.
This is a part-time gig for you?
It's not a full-time, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So the thing is, I mean, it's fine. I guess if you already, if you can't undo it, that's okay too.
Well,
I guess.
Let me, so let me ask you this, because I know it's a part-time gig you mentioned, right?
Right.
So I don't want you to feel like you're going to be overwhelmed and inundated. Okay.
Right.
Let me explain. I promise you that you're not going to be bombarded with a bunch of calls. Google doesn't work like that. Basically, what this program does is it gives you an opportunity to have what we call like steady flow, right? The difference between what we do and Angie's is with us, you, with being on Google, you can be very selective on the jobs that you want to take. You're not being charged for every call, right? So you can pick and choose the ones that you want to take, basically. You could be very specific, even to the areas that you want to target, right? Let's say as you're with us, right? Let's say all of a sudden you landed some projects and like you're like, oh man, I can't take any more right now. You call us and you just say, listen, I need to put it on pause for a moment. You know what I mean? I can't handle more work. We pause it. You're not incurring a charge, but we're not optimizing you, so you're not getting bombarded. Do you see what I'm saying? So those are always options for you, too. I really don't want you to feel like you're going to be overwhelmed because Google, it never works like that, right? With Angie's, I know you can also put their leads on pause, I think, too. But with them, you have to be pausing it every, like, I think it's like 48 hours, unless if you go on their website and I think they let you do it longer. So that's the difference. So I could tell you this, Alex, really, even with the timeline that I gave you, the first month, a lot of it is going to be the programming. Okay. Now that's not to say that you won't get some calls. When you're really going to feel the strength of this program, again, is going to be in that second month, but I want to reassure you that you're not going to be bombarded and overwhelmed because it's really going to give you that steady flow. This this program, I'll say it isn't generated for a business that's dying. That's for sure. Because a business that's dying needs like work like yesterday. So Google's not created for that way. Does that kind of all make sense, what I'm saying?
It does. Yeah.
Okay. So again, I know some people have the impression, oh my gosh, you're on Google, you're going to get bombarded. But no, it's not like that. It's really not.
Right.
And the beauty of it is because you could be super selective. You know what I mean? You can pick and choose the jobs you want to take.
So can you like actually tell what jobs you're getting potentially?
So basically what we're being, and we're, this is where we come into being super specific on the keywords and search terms, right? So you know how I was going over with you, like what are your services? Okay. We're very specific to that. So just to kind of give you an idea, Alex, okay, just for someone who's looking for excavating, and I want you to keep in mind this was in the last 30 days, okay? Excavating could be someone looking for, you know, like major grading, resloping, minor grading, because that all falls under excavation. Right? What we call the category. In your area, and when I'm talking about your area, we're talking within 30 miles, okay, from where you're based out of. In your area, in the last 30 days, mind you, there was 883 searches that were done in your area in the last 30 days. Those are people searching. Now, that's not saying how many phone calls you're going to get. Even I would go back crazy. right?
Right.
But with that amount of searches going on, okay, even if you got, I don't know, 883, let's say you got 3% of those, right, that they were phone calls for you.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 883 with the percentage of 3, I mean, you're looking at what, like 26, close to 30 phone calls around there, right? That's only at 3%. So, again, you can be very selective and super picky to the ones that you want to take because you are still part-time. So
this
is geared for the business that is part-time, that's not even looking to go full-time, or that is looking to go full-time eventually down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have control of what targeted areas you want and how you want to target for your business. That's the beauty of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you landed some jobs and you're just like, you know what, for this next month, I can't take anything, you call us and say, can you guys put it on hold for now? I'm really bombarded and I need to put it on hold. We put it on hold. You just say, put it on hold for 2 months, 3 months, whatever you need, right? Because again, we're working
is that
for you.
Still, do you still charge the $249 then?
No, no. If you called us in 2 months and said, hey, I need to put it on the seasonal hold for 3 months, we're not charging you during those 3 months. We're not optimizing your profile, so we're not managing it to show up on the first page. I mean, all your information's still there, right? We're just not managing it to be on the first page, but you're not being charged during the time that it's on hold. And then let's say you're like, okay, I'm ready for you guys to remove it off the hold. It's still going to be $249 for you. The price still won't change, okay?
Okay.
Because you're grandfathered into that rate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Does that make you feel a little bit more comfortable? I don't want you to feel like you're going to be super overwhelmed.
Yeah. No,
okay.
It does. It makes more sense. I'm interested in it. I don't know within the next month or two, I don't think I can really do very much work is a thing.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. So, like, even with the timeline, right, remember, 6 to 10 days, you're going to get that PIN code in the mail from Google, right? 5 to 7 days is when your Facebook business page is created. You're listed in those directories that I have mentioned, you know, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, and then you'll also get your login credentials, so that way you can start tracking your success with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 7 to 14 days is when your website is live, and also your Facebook ads, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the first page placement on Google, that's going to take at least 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I have...
Right.
Sometimes I've seen where it has happened sooner, but our promise is 30 to 45. Because remember, 6 to 10 of those days, you're still waiting for that PIN code, right?
Right.
Now, that's why I always say, Alex, really a lot of it in that first month is programming. But of course, that doesn't mean that you might not get a call or two, because remember, your Facebook ads are running, so they can see those Facebook ads. So what I always say is, the strength of the program is usually in that second month, right? But again, this isn't created to overwhelm you. It's to provide you quality type of clients that you can be selective on the ones that you want to take, because you're not being charged per call. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Can we just like, I mean, I'd be interested maybe in like 2 months.
Okay. I can go ahead and cancel it. I'll have them refund you your money. I can't guarantee that this position will be open in 2 months, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because of the fact, when we have a position that opens up, and I just want to be super transparent with you.
Right.
When a position opens up, we look for one company to fill the position. We are selective even with the type of company that we want to work with.
Right.
We want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, which it shows that you do, because I found a 5-star review for you. Okay?
Right.
You wouldn't have a 5-star review if someone thought you did bad work. In other words.
Exactly.
And because of the fact you could take on more business here and there, right? Not being overwhelmed again. So when we filled the position with you, I told my rep, stop calling. We've already filled the position. So we closed it out. So now that, you know, you decided you want to cancel, I am going to refund you your money. However, this position's going back on the floor. So if you call me in 2 months, I cannot guarantee you you're taking an opportunity. You're taking a chance, Alex, that this position's going to get filled. And I'll tell you when they fill.
Right.
Very rare has anyone ever canceled. The only time that they become available is because they've moved out of the area. So they got to get repinned in their new location. They either sold the business and the new owners already have their own marketing in place, or it's because of the fact that they are no longer in business. They retired.
Right.
That's the only time this position opens. So I just want you to be, I want just to be clear, so we're both on the same page, that by you canceling, I can't guarantee this position is going to be available for you in 2 months.
Okay.
Do you mind if I ask you what's going on in the 2 months? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to persuade you or anything. I'm just curious.
I'm going out of state for 2 weeks and going to help my brother build a barn and just going to be busy with working my other job.
So is this why you haven't turned on your lease with Angie's? I'm just curious as to why you would have signed up with them if you have a lot going on in these next 2 months.
Yeah, I do. I turn my leads off for them. And so, yeah, I'm going to start using them, you know, here in a bit. But, you know, I'm going to be really specific on what I do.
Okay. But,
I just don't feel comfortable with doing that right now. But I guess if I decide I want to, I will definitely call you and see. Yeah.
Okay.
I really appreciate you calling me and talking about it. I'm sorry I wasted a lot of your time, but.
Well, it's not a waste of my time. I mean, my job is to address any of your concerns. I mean, you know, I apologize. I wasn't aware that this was a part-time gig for you. But again, I wanted to make sure that I addressed every concern that you had. I think I did a good job in doing that. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, it's your decision. Okay.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I will let my manager know then. Thank you, Alex.
Okay.
I wish you all the best with
Thank
everything.
You.
Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.